This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, December 25th. God's word to you today is the people, and this is part two. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 2, verse 2, and it says, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. The second category of people are the scholars. They are religious people and they know the Bible. In fact, when Herod called the scribe to inquire about where the Christ will be born, he did not even need to look at the Bible. He just quoted Micah's prophecy from memory. The scholars know of God. The scholars' main objective is to criticize. Jesus loves the scholars. The scholars are the busybody Christians. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They have a structure of being pious, but when you get close to their lives, there is no power to save, no power to deliver, and no power to set free. If all you do is wear the label Christian, but when people come close to you, your life does not impact them, then you are a scholar. But you are going to transition to the wise, in Jesus' name. The third category of people are the Jerusalemites, the people of Jerusalem. These people have been waiting for the Messiah. Even till today, the Jews are still waiting for the first coming of Jesus Christ. But they are going to meet the second coming. They are waiting for the Lamb, but he is coming as the lion. From the time that Eve messed up, every woman knew, beginning with Eve, that she could be carrying the Messiah. Eve tried and tried, but the Messiah did not come through her. Those days, every woman was consistently checking if it would be her and if the Messiah was the child in her womb, because they knew the prophecy. However, the wise men came all the way from the east, declaring God told them the Messiah had been born. The king got interested, and the scholars confirmed where the child would be born. When the star reappeared and the wise men began to move, should the people of Jerusalem not have followed them? I think Jesus should have had the biggest welcome party ever. The people were concerned, but they did not respond. Sometimes God is near, but we do not respond to him. God is near. God has sent you a word and sent you direction, but you're not responding. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a hymn. O worship the King, all glorious above. O gratefully sing his power and his love. Our shield and defender, the Ancient of Days, pavilioned in splendor and girded with praise. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.